Martin Chuzzlewit by Charles Dickens. Preface to the Charles Dickens edition. What is exaggeration to one class of minds and perceptions is plain truth to another. That which is commonly called a long sight perceives in a prospect innumerable features and bearings non-existent to a short-sighted person. I sometimes ask myself whether there may occasionally be a difference of this kind between some writers and some readers, whether it is always the writer who colours highly, or whether it is now and then the reader whose eye for colour is a little dull. On this head of exaggeration I have a positive experience, more curious than the speculation I have just set down. It is this. I have never touched a character precisely from the life, but some counterpart of that character has incredulously asked me, "Now, really, did I ever really see one like it?" All the Pecksniff family upon earth are quite agreed, I believe, that Mr. Pecksniff is an exaggeration, and that no such character ever existed. I will not offer any plea on his behalf to so powerful and genteel a body, but will make a remark on the character of Jonas Chuzzlewit. I conceive that the sordid coarseness and brutality of Jonas would be unnatural if there had been nothing in his early education, and in the precept and example always before him, to engender and develop the vices that make him odious. But so born and so bred, admired for that which made him hateful, and justified from his cradle in cunning, treachery, and avarice, I claim him as the legitimate issue of the father upon whom those vices are seen to recoil. And I submit that their recoil upon that old man, in his unhonoured age, is not a mere...